Have you ever met a coal miner? Chances are, if you were born in Britain after 1990, you are unlikely to have met any men still working in this capacity. Yet, just 50 years ago, the British mining industry was a juggernaut, employing over 250,000 workers at over 250 mines, and recruitment campaigns offered young men a job for life, and money, lots of money and security. By the end of the 20th century, coal's fiefdom as the main source of British energy had been eroded by North Sea oil and gas, though in the 1980s, homeowners were still being sold the benefits of a real fire. Some may remember having their heart warmed by the television advert in which a bulldog, cat, and mouse affectionately settle down together in the glow of a roaring fire. Fast forward 3 decades, and the advert soundtrack of "Will You Love Me Tomorrow?" seems more prescient than intended, while romantic winter scenes of glowing coals in the grate are little more than nostalgia. Despite hailing from South Yorkshire, when I embarked on the research that informs this book, I possessed only a naive understanding of miners and their communities, and little idea how I could make inroads into understanding their culture. Upon my first visit to the National Coal Mining Museum in Wakefield, I remember the laughter evinced when I asked if there were toilets underground. Similarly, I did not know what to expect when I stepped through the doors of the National Union of Mine Workers' headquarters in Barnsley, a grand stone building topped with green Westmoreland slate towers and turrets, which wraps the corner of the Victoria and Huddersfield roads. Built by local architects Wade and Turner, when it first opened its doors in November 1874, it was praised as a handsome, cheerful, and dignified place.